Morning. As you know, there's going to be a Zazenkai in several weeks, meaning a day, this would be Saturday, where there will be sitting from about 9 till about 2. And then, of course, we'll have the usual Sunday sitting. So it's a period of more opportunity to sit formally with others. So in connection with that, I want to talk a little more about Joko's suggestions on practice, which I brought up last week. These are just different suggestions that, in a sense, distill what's most important about practice, about sitting for us. So I will bring up a number of them, check off so that you can reflect on them and we can reflect on them. So the first is actually very straightforward. Joko says, when sitting, check your posture. No matter how you sit, body should be erect, not stiff, balanced, and at ease. So it doesn't matter if it's cross-legged posture, if sitting in a chair, unless you're physically not able to, it's the erectness and not stiffness in the sense of being balanced in terms of the head erect, the shoulders, and so forth. Sitting place, of course, should be neat and pleasant, but she makes the point, sit anywhere. You can sit anywhere, in any position, even lying down, if necessary, if you're ill, if you're exhausted. Some of you might know there was someone in at Zen Center of San Diego who used to sit with her legs stretched out and her back up against the wall. Long time sitter. And yet she would come every week to formal Zazen, at least on the weekends, for a period of time. She's no longer alive. She used to sit in Los Angeles with us as well. Her name was Sylvia Hensel. I don't remember her Dharma name. So, the erect, if it's possible, if it's necessary, sit with the back against a chair or a wall, but most of us, our body can be erect and balanced. Balanced especially on your hip bones. Balanced in the sense so that you can let go of, so to speak, the body, and yet not create extra tension so that you're at ease in the present moment. Joko goes on to emphasize, she says, sit every day. If you must miss a day, so be it, but try not to miss more than one day a week. Now, of course, we all discover as we're sitting that there are all sorts of reasons, can't do it, I'm busy, it's, this, that. And she addresses that. She says, if resistance arises, and it is a normal part of practice, be aware that it consists of thinking. Like all thought, it need not dominate you. Just observe it. Feel it bodily. And don't bully yourself about it. resistance in many forms arises, thinking in many forms arises. The question is, does it run us, or do we see it for what it is? Can we observe it and experience it in feeling in the bodily being aliveness that we all have? If we can, then all the circumstances of our life, our opportunities, our fodder, so to speak, our fertilizer for our life practice. Now, Joko has another suggestion, which I know many people don't like, but once a week, sit 10 to 15 minutes longer than what you want to sit, which is, of course, means you have to notice. I want to sit so-and-so. I can sit so-and-so. I need to only sit so-and-so. And she says, make the effort once a week, if possible, 10 to 15 minutes longer. But don't become obsessed by sitting. We're not talking about sitting being a way to escape work, responsibilities for others, family responsibilities. But when upset, don't avoid sitting. I'm too upset to sit. It's too much trouble right now. I can't. She says, hard as it may be, it is crucial to sit when difficulties arise. And we could add on, crucial to know how to practice, to clarify how and what practice is in the midst of so-called difficulties. I don't say so-called to belittle them, but we can add the idea and the judgment, the difficulties to all sorts of things, whether they're physical, bodily, whether they're having to do with our relationship with others, others' relationship and actions towards us, having to do with things in the world, having to do with, you could fill in. And our signal is, I'm upset. I'm upset about this. I'm upset about that. Good. Then we can do the simple thing of what sitting is being awareness, being aware of body, mind, being aware of thoughts and the myriad forms and emotional reactions and myriad forms. Awareness not to fix them, but so that they can be in this container of zazen, of our life. That this is, I bring this up because of how valuable and important it is. Remember, our practice is our daily life. There are all sorts of opportunities to grasp onto things, thoughts, emotions, gossip, stories, complaints and judgments about ourselves or about others. Excuse me. When we notice those are the opportunities of our practice. They're not opportunities to judge ourselves or others, but to notice what we do. Notice if we elevate ourselves or put down others, as you know from the precepts. This is what Joko is encouraging. Practice is not a quick fix, she says. So our practice goes on. Our practice is our life. And there are formal opportunities like the Zazen Kai, which Lushin has spoken of, will talk about, so that there's ways for you to participate in that, both in the Zen Center and in the Zendo, or in the Zendo that is your home and life. And it's not just formal Zazen that Joko's talking about. See? It's awareness of body mind. It's awareness of whatever she says, awareness of whatever is happening, including confusion, discouragement, or anxiety. We all have these wonderful supports and reminders, and it's up to us to make good use of them, to make good use of this life opportunity of Zazen, of encountering Zazen, of being able to live and manifest Zazen as this body, mind, universe that we are right now. How, whatever your condition, make good use of the practice of Zazen in, with, as that condition of life. And that doesn't exclude making use of any other supports, whether it's a wall to lean against, if that's the condition, whether it's other aspects of your life. But those are all contained in this body-mind Zazening that is our practice and is our life. Not to get anywhere else, as she says. Our practice is our life, and we practice forever. Thank you.